11 is a lovely verse that I've probably even shared with you before, and I make no apology for sharing it again. Hebrews, no, it's not. In fact, it's Hebrews chapter 10. Did I say that? Or 11? Did I? Well, that's a good chapter as well, but we won't go into that. Not bad. If you fathom out what it means, perhaps you could let me know, because I'm still working on it. It says from verse 11, actually. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But when this priest had offered, that's Jesus, for all time, one sacrifice for sin, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. Because by one sacrifice, he made perfect forever those who are being saved. For by one sacrifice, he made perfect forever those who are being made saved. Those who are, what did it say? Those who are being made holy. Sorry, I should read the right version, shouldn't I? Goodness me, I'm getting myself all twiddled up. It's been a bit of a week this week. I've had a funeral. I had slight hiccups with that. You see, it's not just here I make hiccups. You know, I couldn't get the last hymn, the last song to play. I kept bashing the thing, but it didn't work properly. But there we are. And then I had to prepare for coming here. Oh, and I had a meal with my granddaughter. Isn't that nice? Enough of all that. How would you best describe yourselves as a Christian? I grew up saying, well, I'm a sinner saved by grace. You all heard that? I'm a sinner saved by grace? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Is that how you best describe yourself? Well, it's only one side of a coin, actually. It's only one side of the thing. Because this scripture says something just a little bit different. It says, because by one sacrifice, that's Jesus, made perfect forever those who are being made holy. So, in one sense, I, as a child, as a Christian who's put their faith and trust in Jesus, I'm completely clean. I'm perfect. I'm righteous. And I'm loved as a child of God. And so are you. I am a child of God. That's who I am. So that seems to be quite a bit contrary to that I'm just a sinner. No, yes, I am, but actually, I'm a child of God. It's a bit of a tension, isn't there, there? And that's the tension that we tend to live in so often, that our position is that I am perfect. I am a child of God. I'm made perfect, not because I'm a good person, but because I have received Jesus' perfection, Jesus' holiness. I am perfect because of him. I've been cleansed because of him. So I can't say I'm a sinner if I'm perfect, can I? Or can I? If you've never done it, there's a wonderful Bible study that you can do online. It was more than a Bible study, it's a course called Freedom in Christ, which makes much of us understanding who we are. Who we are. See, if I say I'm a sinner, then I'll keep on sinning. But if I say I'm a child of God, I'm going to carry on perhaps wanting to reflect my Father in heaven. Because when we're born again, we're given a new nature. We become new people, not patched up old people. So the Christians spiritually, their position is by grace and faith, we're adopted as God's children. Amen?
Amen.
Good. I'm telling you all that you already know. But it's good to remind ourselves because we so easily forget. However, my spiritual performance, not my position, my performance needs ongoing work and renewal, doesn't it? I don't always live up to who I am. It's interesting here that the writer here says those who are being made perfect, those that are being made holy, rather. Let me read that. I've got that verse so muddled up. Because by one sacrifice he made perfect forever those who are being made holy. And in the Greek, it's a present continual tense. It's ongoing. You know, so that keeps, I keep having to be, you know, more holiness, if you like. God is refining us and making us different. That is where it all seems to crumble, I think, sometimes for us, when we think, oh, I'm just so bad. I couldn't possibly be a child of God, but that's who I am. And I hope the second reading makes some sense to that, because and then you'll wonder what the chairs are for. 1 Thessalonians 5. Verse 23 and 24. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. That says that we will end up where we're meant to end up. Thank you. I knew you'd say that to me. I'm pleased to hear that. So we're going to stop for a moment, and then I'm going to try and help us make sense of why things sometimes go wrong. It's to do with this whole area of how we're constructed, body, soul, and spirit. And some of us get awfully confused with some of that stuff. So let's sing this. Have we got a song?
Yeah.
We have. Let's sing this lovely song. Give me a chance to read the notes properly, and then I won't muddle them up.